Many years ago, my best friend was diagnosed with cancer. It was shocking and scary throughout the entire treatment, despite an eventual and successful course of therapy. Personally, it left me feeling that whatever support I was able to give was, at best, inadequate. I tried to be truly sympathetic and supportive but just could not empathize as I wanted to. I just could not know what my friend was feeling, and the trauma that continued for several years. There is a light at the end of every tunnel. I know that since then the understanding and treatment of cancers has improved beyond recognition, and that although many patients still succumb despite the excellent treatments now available, a growing number of those diagnosed can look forward to a completely successful remission after treatment, treatments that are far more about positive outcomes than the uncertainty of not all that many years ago. There are many stories published about Niagara's and other health systems, on a regular basis, mostly focused on costs, future plans, staff shortages, etc., all written, seemingly, by senior management and administrators. Perhaps more articles could be about frontline health staff and their successes? I would like to tell you a tale of the frontline medics and nursing staff who not only diagnose, assess, and plan the treatments for their cancer patients but also give their patients the confidence to know there can, and will be, a successful outcome from their treatment. Another friend received a cancer diagnosis not long ago. The symptoms began with occasional, short coughing spells. No big deal and nothing to interfere with his daily rounds of golf. Then later, when having some dental work done, his dentist thought there were signs of a mild irritation in his throat and advised him to consult his doctor. His doctor agreed and referred him to an ENT specialist who in turn advised tests, which, of course, led to the Jurovinsky Cancer Center in Hamilton and a cancer diagnosis. Anyone who has been referred to a specialist by their family physician will recall the uncertainty and trepidation, particularly if you have a good relationship with your own doctor and have relied on him or her to take care of all your health issues in the past. I wasn't surprised that my friend was showing both when he first went to Jurovinsky to meet his team, the specialists, specialist nurses, and staff, who were to decide what treatment would best suit him, just how long it may take, and just how it might affect him. I was truly amazed at just how quickly he himself felt a part of that team. Not just the patient, but someone who deserved the respect to know exactly what was happening to him, the why, the how, and so much more, the fact that they believed he would respond to their plan and get his normal life back. No doctor-patient divide, just frank and open discussions, the positive and, I guess, even some negatives, that still had my friend so positive about his team. From almost his first meetings that once he was given a start date for his treatment, he became almost euphoric about the entire process. The journey begins. It gets even better as he is lucky enough to have a fabulous family support group, plus many longtime friends, all of whom have committed 100% to help in any way he might need them. On day one, his first treatment, a very close friend insisted on driving him to Jurovinsky and back, just to test the system. It all went perfectly, welcomed like an old friend by the Jurovinsky staff, completed his treatment, then back home, all with little or no delay. Now, my friend is totally overwhelmed by all the support from his family and friends, but he's also not quite ready to give up the idea he is still a grown-up and independent, so, to avoid expecting his friends to do all the driving, he decided to use the services of Wheels of Hope, a group dedicated to offering trips between home and hospital. Day 2, it turned out the driver was married to a family member of someone my friend had known for years, making for some fun chat. At the hospital, a doctor, not on my friend's cancer team, noticed the World Baseball logo on my friend's cap. This led to some serious baseball talk and ended with my friend giving his cap to the doc, apparently a baseball fanatic. The trip itself, no delay problems, more time with his friends on his Jurovinsky team, then a quick drive back home with even more chatter. If I am ever unfortunate to face similar health problems, I can only hope to find a medical team who is as inspirational to its patients as this Jurovinsky team is to my friend. Really good things are happening within our health systems in support of many patients, with a myriad of different health issues. It's just a shame that all these different medics are not always recognized for what they do as just a normal part of their daily work.